And joining us now with AM 580 News is Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The supervisor in City of Champaign Township is reportedly making this current term her last. Media reports say Linda Abernathy's decided not to run for a second term because of health reasons. Abernathy's not returned calls seeking comment. She was selected to the post in 2005 and has had numerous run-ins since with Champaign City Council members over the amount the township can spend on poor relief. 2 years ago, voters turned down a property tax referendum backed by Abernathy. Another referendum is on next month's ballot. Champaign school officials hope to meet terms of a consent decree by adding new classrooms to two Northside Champaign grade schools. But the proposal relies on a lot of things, including cooperation with the Champaign Park District. As AM580's Jim Meadows reports, it's because the school district is looking to expand the buildings onto adjacent Park District land.
If voters approve a countywide school facility sales tax next month, the Champaign School District plans to go ahead with expansion plans that would convert Garden Hills and Booker T. Washington schools into magnet schools. But the two schools have little land to expand on, and school officials are hoping the Champaign Park District will let them use parts of the adjacent Garden Hills Park and Douglas Park. Superintendent Arthur Culver says they're still working on the plans and can't say how much parkland would be needed.
There are several different scenarios, and at this time, I don't think it's a good idea for us to go public with those, but we certainly want to make sure that we preserve as much green space as possible. That's the number one goal as we develop the layout on exactly where the school would be situated.
Culver spoke last night at an unusual joint meeting of the Champaign School Board, Park Board, and City Council. Afterwards, Park Board President Barb Kuhl said they were interested in working with Unit 4, especially if it produced facilities that both bodies could share. But she said conserving Park District green space was a top priority. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Illinois Senate Republican leader Frank Watson says he feels good and expects to make a full recovery from what's being termed a very minor stroke. Watson has been hospitalized in St. Louis since the stroke last Friday while campaigning for a GOP Senate candidate. The 63-year-old Watson says in a statement he's been told to rest but is eager to get back to work. A hospital spokeswoman isn't releasing any information about Watson's condition or at the family's request. Watson represents the state's 51st district from Greenville. He's a pharmacist who's been a member of the Illinois Senate since 1979. Indiana's governor has announced a new program to increase the collection of unpaid child support. Starting in eight counties, non-custodial parents who owe at least $25,000 in child support and haven't made payments for at least a year could have their driver's, hunting, and fishing licenses suspended. Initially, it'll be tried in Marion, Lake, Allen, and St. Joseph counties, Indiana's four most populated areas, along with Vanderburg, Tippecanoe, Monroe, and Kosciuszko counties. Governor Mitch Daniels says about 4,000 delinquent parents currently meet the criteria for suspension in those eight counties. The suspensions would not be automatic, nor would delinquent parents have to make full payment to avoid the suspensions. The city of Urbana is looking at ways to make one of its busiest thoroughfares more attractive. A development specialist with the city says there's no set price tag for improvements to the Cunningham Avenue corridor, but a landscape architect has released the ideas to beautify one of Urbana's main gateways. Ryan Bro says it may take some time before motorists see the sidewalk improvements, streetlights, and other new ideas.
We're probably looking at a minimum of 2 to 3 years out before any one phase would be implemented, just because there's a lot of the engineering and planning that would need to be done. And also anything that's done would have to be done in conjunction with IDOT, since IDOT actually an IDOT right-of-way.
Cunningham Avenue is U.S. Route 45 coming into Urbana from the north. Bro says a number of vacant buildings line Cunningham, but he hopes streetscape improvements, will help spark development. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL programs are made possible by HigherEdJobs.com, listing open faculty and administrative positions at colleges and universities across the U.S. online at www.HigherEdJobs.com.
It's 8:34, and you're listening to Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and 90.9 FM, where we're trying to meet 90.9 FM HD2, I should say. We're trying to meet a challenge this morning. Meteorologist Ed Kieser standing by with another in-depth look at weather. And, Ed, you know, we had a frenzy last hour, and we got over 50 calls to meet over $2,400 in challenge money, including a bunch from you, as you are matching pledges with $10 each. And do you have a total on that yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, they haven't.
Checkbook ready?
I know, no less than 130. I know
that's
that.
That's awesome. Thank you for taking advantage of that, everybody, and thank you, Ed. And we want to thank everybody who's called so far. Les Schulte is joining me in the studio right now, and Les, I think, as I was going by Pledge Central just a minute ago, that I heard we had over 80 calls in already.
That's right. I'm sorry I had to stop by the snack table.
Well, somebody
on my way back.
Somebody had called after we got to that 50 call mark done, and we got that $2,400 plus in challenge money. And we had a couple of folks. We had some individuals, and then we had another business pledge another $2,000 in challenge money.
It's amazing, actually. And we have, 83 calls
83
in?
83 calls in now. And they had said, okay, you made it over 50. Let's get to 100 during Morning Edition today. Let's set some records today.
Yeah, we really want to thank David and Julie Sherwood, good friends of WILL. They're educators, so they understand the importance of having a good public radio station in their community. They're putting in $1,000, and our good business friends from CarX.